This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
It's been a big few weeks for the Fen Tigers goalball side, with matches at international tournaments both in the UK and further afield. Here to tell us more is Emma Evans, head coach of the Fen Tigers. Emma, welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Well, last time we spoke to the team, it was just ahead of the historic European Goalball Club Association Champions League tournament, which you hosted between the 21st and 23rd of February. How did you get on?
It was amazing. It was just absolutely wonderful to be hosting this tournament in the UK for the first time. The event, it couldn't have gone any better. All of the planning and the hard work was definitely worthwhile. And the amount of support we had from within the UK, we had people from clubs all over the country and from Wales as well coming to support us. The feedback we've had has been phenomenal. We had a huge amount of views on the live stream. I think we had over 2,500 views just for day one. So people watching from all around the world, which was phenomenal. And as a team, we performed exceptionally well. Really proud of the team. We made it through to the bronze medal match. Unfortunately, we fell a little bit short in the bronze medal match, but it was a really close game. So yeah, we did the best that we'd ever done in a European EGCA qualifying event. So yeah, we finished fourth. So yeah, it was just an incredible experience. And as a club, we're still buzzing off the back of it, it's fair to say.
And what does it mean to the club to bring a prestigious event like this to the UK?
It means a lot for a number of reasons. So clearly, you know, as a club, it's great to be trailblazing and, you know, leading the way in bringing this tournament to the UK. But it was also about showcasing elite level club goalball in the UK. So it's never been done before. People have seen no international tournaments, you know, like at the Paralympics and the World Games. But to bring club level elite goalball, it means a lot because it has that real big impact down to grassroots level. Because what we were able to show people in the UK who play goalball is, you know, people are realistic in that, you know, not they know that not everybody is going to make it to the GB team. But to know that as a player, you can progress to an elite level, and as a club, within your club, you've got the opportunity to play on an international stage like that. So it's that kind of ripple effect down to grassroots. So for us, it was really important from that perspective. And the feedback we've had from some of the clubs is they're feeling really motivated that, you know, they're changing their training sessions, they're changing their strategy because they want to be able to emulate what they saw at that tournament. But it's also been really important from a kind of a workforce perspective, because we introduced, you know, new people to the sport because we had to have a huge amount of volunteers to make the event happen. And off the back of the event, you know, we've got six new Goalball UK activators. So these are people who will support our domestic league, our domestic tournaments, to make them happen. So, you know, we've introduced new volunteers, new officials to the sport. We got a huge amount of media coverage, and that meant a lot to us as a club to be able to show, you know, what this amazing sport is all about to a wider audience. And it was also, you know, from a very personal Fen Tigers perspective, just to have our friends and family able to watch us do what we do best on the court. So it meant a lot to us as a club for an awful lot of reasons.
And you didn't have long to prepare for your next tournament outing at the CAC Goalball Cup in Portugal. Four teams from across Europe taking part. How did the Fen Tigers fare?
Well, I'm pleased and proud to say that we brought home the gold. So we finished our tournament on the Sunday, and then on the Friday we flew off to Portugal. So we had a very successful campaign. We made it through to the final. And we brought home that. It was a very big gold trophy, actually, that we couldn't even put in suitcases. So we had to carry it onto the plane, and it was lovely because when we got on the plane, people were like, because we got on last, people were clapping us, and we had a shout out from the pilot on the plane. So yeah, it was a great result.
And was it an advantage for you, do you think, to have these tournaments so close together?
I think in a way it was. I must admit, when the team said they wanted to participate in the Portuguese Cup, I said to them, like, no way, you know, we'll just come off the back of our tournament. But they were adamant they wanted to do it, so we did. And they were absolutely right, because I think, first of all, it would have felt a little bit like falling off the edge of a cliff by kind of going from our tournament to having nothing to do. But actually, you know, we got that motivation. We were very kind of G'd up, and, you know, we knew how competitive we are as a team, you know, performing against some of the players we did in our tournament. You know, there was Paralympic gold medalists there, like people who had just recently come from the Paralympics last year. And knowing that we were competitive and we, you know, the games that we did lose, we didn't lose by very many goals. So it gave us that confidence that we really took into the Portuguese tournament. So yeah, I think it was a bit of an advantage.
Some great achievements this year already for the team. What do you have planned next?
So what have we got next? So we have got the final domestic elite Super League in April. And then a couple of weeks after that, we fly out to Germany. So we've got the Para Games in Rostock. So we've got that planned. We have also got the Goldfix Cup, which is the gold ball equivalent of the FA Cup in June. Then because of how well we did in our tournament, we will also have, we've qualified through for the, hopefully for the European Cup. So we'll have that sometime later this year. So we've still got, yeah, we've still got a few things to do. And then the whole domestic tournament league structure will kick off again in September. So yeah, it's not much chance to pause, but that's how we like it.
If people would like to keep up to date with the Fen Tigers, where's the best place to do that?
On Facebook is where we're most active. So yeah, just go onto Facebook, put in Fen Tigers Goalball and you will see us on there. So yeah, go on there, give us a like, give us a follow so you can keep up to speed with everything. And also on there, you'll see all of the amazing photos from the event. There's also the live stream that you can click onto and have a listen to that, because we were really fortunate that the live stream, we had Bradley Hope, who was the Paralympic gold ball commentator. So there's full commentary on there. So if anybody's interested, they can click on the links and go and listen and watch to the live stream. So yeah, a couple of places.
Emma Evans, head coach of the Fen Tigers gold ball side, congratulations on your recent accomplishments. And we look forward to following the team's continuing successes. And thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.